live the game here on this Wednesday at Tennessee Brew Works. I just compared Big Joe to a cat, so that's where
about
we're
the same.
At.
I got the zoomies. I don't know what's going on right now. Probably the 13 Diet Cokes I've drank here.
He's like, you need a squirt bottle. I'm like, you're like a cat. Just spray you. Spray you when you scratch out the furniture. Let's bring in Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, with us now. How you doing, Terry?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing fantastic. Have you memorized the new Titans roster? Because it has changed quite a bit in the last few days with Kevin Winston, Xavier Woods, Mike Brown all going on IR. They brought in a couple of safeties I've never heard of. They've brought in a guard from Cleveland that they claimed on waivers. And then you got Oladejo, Bryce Oliver, and Ollie Gay that have been designated to return to practice. So quite a few changes.
Yeah, the wheels have been spinning quite a bit, mostly out of necessity because, like you said, the injuries to three different safeties and all in the first half of Sunday's game against the 49ers kind of necessitated that. So, you know, this is a team that, you know, is at the bottom of the league, so you're probably going to benefit some by taking a look at as many players as you can over this final 3 weeks of the season. And, you know, if you find – one guy who's it can be in your plans going forward for next year, then it's probably worth it.
It's really disappointing that Kevin Winston is shut down for the year after getting hurting, I think it was a hamstring. Because I've been intrigued by him. I think he's played well. I don't think he's gotten full opportunities yet. And so I think these last full games were going to be important for him. But where are you on him and his development as you look forward to next year?
Well, I think he's probably one of their two starters next year, you know, at the deep safety position along with Amani Hooker. I know that they had moved him into the nickel after they traded Roger McCrary and after, you know, Jalen Armour Davis went down and they needed to move Marcus Harris outside. But I think ideally they would like him to be one of their deep safeties next year and move Marcus Harris back to the nickel and then figure out something to do on the outside at cornerback as they need to completely revamp the secondary. But Winston, you know, he had his moments where he looked really good. And I think one of the things that he brought to the table, too, was he was a pretty good blitzer out of that nickel, you know, that big nickel package. He got a sack, got a tackle for loss on a couple of plays. So, you know, he's one of the more promising guys on this roster if he can just find a way to stay healthy.
Terry McCormick is with us on the very popular Chasing Big Joe show. Terry, somebody asked me this last night, and I had to laugh. In your wildest dream, memory, thought, anything going forward, is Mike McCoy have a shot at being the head coach of the Titans in 26?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think his only hope would have been, you know, if this team had somehow gotten hot and reeled off, you know, one – four out of the last five or something like that, then they might have had to give it consideration. But I think they need to go a completely different direction. I think they need to be in a situation where they can just kind of clear the decks and, you know, move forward, you know, anew, trying to find somebody that can maximize Cam Ward going forward.
Absolutely with that. And then, you know, let me ask you this. Do you think Brinker has his guy already?
No, I think they're going through the process. I think that they are, you know, going to try and talk to as many people as they can. But I think they probably will end up zeroing in on two or three. And I think, you know, some of the candidates that, you know, you'll obviously hear brought up are Mike McCarthy, who had a connection with Brinker back in Green Bay, Matt Nagy, who has a connection with Borgonzi from Kansas City, and then – you know, it's also interesting, you know, like, you know, I heard you guys talking earlier, I think, about Robert Saleh as a possibility. I know you talked about how you like him. I mean, you know, he's a guy that might be deserving of another shot because, you know, the New York Jets are famous for ruining coaches and quarterbacks.
Right.
Maybe he can overcome that.
Let me ask you this. Let's say it's Matt Nagy, which the connection is to Borgonzi. Would that just be, okay, that's the guy they went with? Or would that be an indication that maybe Borgonzi is getting more in favor with Amy and Brinker is falling out of favor with Amy?
No, I don't think that that's the indication. I think that if they went with a guy like Nagy, I feel like that they feel like that he would be the guy that they need to lead this organization going forward, that he would be the guy that could bring out the best in Cam Ward, the guy that could oversee the construction of the roster along with Borgonzi and Brinker to kind of bring this thing back to life. He did a pretty decent job his first couple of years in Chicago. I mean, a lot of people forget, he won, I think it was 11 games with Mitch Trubisky at quarterback. So that's not the worst thing in the world to have on your resume, that you've done it, without having, superior play at the quarterback position, not necessarily,
You're exactly right. Terry, three games left for this team, the Chiefs, the Saints, and the Jaguars. What do you think you need to see from this football team? Because, I'm not a believer anymore that things carry over. Like, you got the momentum the next year because half this team won't be here, and they got no coaching change, everything goes on. But these last three games, what do you think we're going to see on the field from the Titans?
I think you're going to probably see more of the same, the way things have looked.
Yay.
With a lot of young players and a lot of guys, learning on the fly. Here's what I want to see, and tell me if you guys disagree with this, but what I want to see in somewhere in these three games, I want to see Cam Ward take control and have his signature moment of willing this team down the field and getting, and keeping them in a game and having a chance to win it, maybe pulling it out. You look at the way Brock Purdy played on Sunday. I mean, Brock Purdy's what? Probably a top 15 quarterback in the league? Is that fair?
Yeah.
So, but Brock Purdy dissected them on Sunday. Brock Purdy dictated what was going to happen in that game completely with the way he was able to operate that 49ers offense. I know this is a terrible team. I know Cam Ward is a rookie quarterback, but sometime before this season's over, I'd like to see the guy have his signature game and be able to put the team on his back a little bit and move this offense consistently down the field with his playmaking. We've seen a flash of it here and a flash of it there, but we haven't seen it in a complete game. And, if we're being honest, even Will Levis showed us that, three or four games, in the year and a half that he started, there were three or four times where he had you really believing that he could be the guy going forward. And, with Cam Ward, I know he's a rookie, but I need to see that signature moment from him in one of these final three games.
Why do you think we've not seen that?
That's a good question. I mean, that's a good question. Some of it's on him. Some of it's on the poor supporting cast. Some of it's on just, I guess, the kind of losing that's permeated this building over the last three or four years. It's just hard to shake that off. And the roster wasn't very good to begin with, and now it's kind of decimated with injuries at different spots. But I can't put my finger on why we haven't seen that exactly, but I think right. There are probably a lot of factors involved.
How many have you covered this team since they showed up in Nashville?
I covered this team since the year in Memphis, yes.
Oh, my God. Sorry about that. Is this the worst you've ever – I know we talk all the time about bad things, and I trust me, I want to talk positive all as much as I can, but is this as bad as it's been for the Titans that you've seen since 97?
Yes, this is the worst team I've seen them put on the field. I think the only team that comes close – I mean, we thought last year was bad. Last year's team would probably beat this team by a touchdown. And the thing of it is, the worst team that I've witnessed was probably the year that Ken Whisenhunt was coaching and they were running through, Zach Mettenberger and Charlie Whitehurst, Jake Locker was hurt. That team was horrendous. But I think this team may be worse.
Oh my gosh. Terry McCormick is with us. What do we think Cam Ward's gonna have to say today?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, he's generally pretty level-headed when he talks. He's not going to say anything that's going to, be too controversial, I don't think. But I think, he's probably just going to say that he needs to play better and that he wants to continue to improve is probably what's on the docket from him here in a few minutes.
Well, that's unfortunate. We didn't get the plane insider this week. So
that's right. Terry, real quick, Mitch in Bellevue says, tell Terry for me that it was a pleasure to bowl with him at George Plaster's event a few weeks ago. Look at you, Terry, making a difference in somebody's life bowling.
There you go. Hey, Mitch, you know, he's the one that paid to, you know, be in the tournament and donated to the charity. So he's the one making the difference in kids' lives. So that's great. I enjoyed it. I really did.
Good. Good.
Terry, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for moving around for us. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. We're live today at Tennessee Brew Works. All right. The time has come, Joe. Do you have a caller number?
Yes.
To give out?
In honor of Cam Ward, because we still believe in him. In honor of Cam Ward, let's go number six.
Well done. Caller number six will win a $100 gift card for A Moment's Peace located at 9050 Carruthers Parkway in Franklin, and also qualify to win the grand prize of a $1,000 Genesis Diamonds gift card. Caller number six, 615-737-1025. Good luck. More coming from Tennessee Brew Works. Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni, 102.5 The Game.